This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News interesting, and that goes for today and pretty much every day. I'm excited to be here with Kara Schillen. You can follow us on Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The Friday installment of Conversation in Depth, in Detail, more perspectives, and you can take a unique perspective as well by dialing 888-302-3684. Or is there a need for a unique perspective when it comes to what's going on as the Olympics come to a close this weekend, still hanging over the event, the police and those swimmers? Police say, you guys lied. You didn't tell us the truth about being held up at gunpoint. Instead, there was no robbery. You guys were out there making trouble. The chief of the police there at a news conference yesterday spoke, one of the policemen spoke off the record, says they have direct knowledge of the investigation. Ryan Lochte made up the story. I think we've all decided that Ryan Lochte isn't clever enough to make up a story like that. And we care.
Well, that's what I sure thought.
Dull. Anyway, for those of you who don't know the story, Lochte supposedly, along with his teammates Gunnar Benz, Jack Conger, Jimmy Fagan, went into a gas station and broke a door when they couldn't get into a bathroom. They were confronted by an armed security guard. He didn't point the gun at them. That's what the police there in Rio say. And so the manager of the team asked the swimmers to pay for the broken door. They gave him an undisclosed amount of money. Okay. So what's the big deal? Why is this we've spent so much time talking about this. You know what? After we listen to the news account, we're going to stop talking about it. Unless something really new comes into our focus, because I want to talk about who's winning and who's doing well and who are the great athletes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, but I'll give in for a second and listen to this report.
Lochte told NBC earlier this week he and three of his teammates were on their way back from a party early Sunday morning when they were mugged at gunpoint by men posing as police officers. His account seems likely enough. After all, the U.S. State Department did warn travelers about Rio's high incidences of crime, including armed robberies. Then the Daily Mail got its hands on this surveillance video that appears to show the swimmers returning to the Olympic Village. Lochte said the robbers stole his wallet, but not his credentials and cell phone. And sure enough, in the video, he only seems to have those two things. But a Brazilian judge said she felt the footage showed the swimmers arriving without signs of being physically or psychologically shaken. And Brazilian investigators say they haven't found evidence to support Lochte's story. So the judge ordered the seizure of all four swimmers' passports so they could be brought in for questioning. A Brazilian police source told ABC Thursday that Lochte made up the robbery story to cover up what really happened. A local station says it obtained security footage from that gas station we mentioned before. One of the swimmers reportedly got stuck in an outside bathroom and broke down the door trying to get out. So it seems no one knows for sure what happened that night, but authorities think they're getting closer to the truth. Lochte's teammates are reportedly cooperating fully with authorities back in Brazil.
All right.
I know you don't want to talk about it anymore, but it still doesn't make any sense to me why you would make up a story if you got stuck in a bathroom. But either way, if I'm Ryan Lochte's mom, who's the one who originally circulated the story because he told her about it, if this is true and he made up the story, I wouldn't want to go home, because if I was the mom, I would have it out for him.
All right. This is, by the way, what this reminds me of is sort of the simplistic thinking that you get from countries like Brazil, where authorities, remember, people don't get educated as well in these most of these other countries as we. And you can imagine how bad that is, because we have a horrible system in our country, for the most part, public education, which is a whole different thing. After we get done with the Olympics, we'll spend a lot of time next week talking about the educational system that we are stuck with in our country. But for now, we ought to be paying tribute and homage to some of the great athletes. Team USA made history with gold medals, silver medals, bronze medals. Usain Bolt, Ashton Eaton, Kevin Mayer, Helen, is it Marolis, Ryan Kruiser, Joe Kovacs. There are so many people who have done such a wonderful job, and we should, and are, I think, most of us anyway, that think it through, are pretty proud of what has gone on. So there's a, the news media is making a distraction. The simple minds of the people who are in charge, the police or whomever down there, they're not smart enough to know that the more of this kind of stuff they tell, the fewer people are going to come to Rio. Because after this, Rio is going to be a ghost town. After the Olympics are over, who wants to go there? And this is more fodder. That shows you how dumb they are. Leave it alone. Why are people going to want to go down there? And then there's the British news anchor in a medically induced coma. Coma, good, Doug. That's my New England accent coming out every once in a while. It slips. A coma after getting a rare form of malaria in Rio. Charlotte Webster appeared to be in good health when she arrived in Brazil a couple of weeks ago. She had a cycling. She took four weeks or six weeks, something like that. A long ride, 3,000-mile bike ride. I think she was interviewed by the BBC when she got to Rio. She said, "I just can't believe it. Thank you. Shows that anybody can do anything if they want to." And she started to feel sick. She was admitted to the hospital. Doctors thought that she was dehydrated after the trip to Rio, but a few days after she was admitted, her agent confirmed that she was suffering from malaria. And malaria is caused by parasites that usually are in the water, but they can, it comes from any bad infected female mosquitoes. Man, those damn mosquitoes. And they've survived like cockroaches from the beginning of time. You know, mosquitoes and cockroaches are the oldest living things on the planet. So anyway, some people, I think, thought she had Zika. But no, she doesn't. She has malaria. Malaria and diarrhea cause more deaths on the planet than anything else. You know that? Malaria and having not the ability to hold on to what you got, if you know, not to put too fine a point on it. So, but, you know, all of these stories aside, the bottom line is that we have had great success, and it was the number three. I'm looking at the Talkers list of stories this week, which we always go over on Friday, the top 10 stories, top 10 people in the news being discussed on the news talk radio stations around the country, and the Rio Olympics number three. So I guess that's a good in and of itself. It's 15 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family. Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's Friends and Family Sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line Sales Event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, Exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't pay more for your new hardwood floor. Lumber Liquidators is the style you want for less. This week, get our newest looks from just $179. And it's your last chance to get 20% off all in-stock Dream Home laminate flooring packages. And up to 15% off pre-finished hardwood with coupon. Get special stack-out deals at every store with 20% off or more on clearance. And more incredible deals from just 69 cents. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you. And get the best deals on the floor you want by Tuesday.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
All right, so the list of things you're curious now, right? Coming up to 18 after the hour, the list of stories this week, the big excitement, Major League Baseball, action, sports in general, with the exception of the Olympics, number 10, the passing of John McLaughlin. I said, was it this week, Kara, or last week? I was talking about the people who are on that show on PBS. I think they were on MSNBC as well, how old they were beginning to look, especially McLaughlin.
Yeah, I think it was last week.
Yeah, but Eleanor Clift, man, she's looking a little long on the tooth, and so is Pat Buchanan. So anyway, he's passed away. The murder in New York of that imam is number 8. Another story about the Muslim religion, the Burkina controversy. Imagine how much attention that got. I mentioned it, I think, briefly once couple of days ago. Number 6, floods in Louisiana. Number 5, Aetna exits Obamacare. Aetna, the insurance company. The Russians at number 4. The Olympics at number 3. The shooting in Milwaukee, number 2. In the presidential race, number 1. I don't think any surprises there. Anyway, on the people list, McLaughlin's at 10. Let's see here. Some of the Olympic folks are on the list, number 9 and number 8. I don't know how to pronounce their names, so I'm taking a pass. Putin's at 7. Lochte's at 6. Clinton, the husband, at 5. Stephen K. Bannon at number 4. Barack Obama at 3. Hillary at 2. And the Trumpster is number 1. All right, so that's your list. All right, time now for the 2020 news quiz question. Got 20 minutes to figure this out. Call us at 888-302-3684 for a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work. The question has to do with which Midwestern city police superintendent has recommended that seven of his police officers be fired. And I would say it's about time. 888-302-3684. It looks to me like there ought to be about 70 instead of 7 fired from this city. Midwestern city that's going to fire at least 7 of its police officers over something that happened actually a couple of years ago. 888-302-3684. That's 888-302-DOUG. Focus on the city, and then you can tell us the story when you call, which ought to be as quickly as possible because it's 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed,
and no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The focus on the Good Day program is aimed oftentimes at what you can do to make your life better. I have Tom Jeffords with us now, an associate certified entomologist and bed bug expert. He's been at this for 33 years. When you hear bed bugs, don't you just get that creepy, crawly feeling? Ugh. And so maybe there are a number of ways. I had bed bugs in my house. I don't know, let me think, about 6-7 years ago, and they were miserable. And I think, as near as I can tell, they came from sleeping in a bed at a hotel. The things get on you and get on your clothing, and you don't really know it until it's too late. So maybe we should talk about bed bugs and the generic concern about them. And then, because kids are going back to college and there are a lot of youngsters that are going to boarding school, we talk about that specific problem. But let's talk about bed bugs, where they come from, how they get spread around. Ugh, they're just gross, aren't they?
Yes. And we certainly didn't see them for 40 or 50 years. They have had a comeback in the last 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And really, they're going to be established inside the apartment or your home, the hotel room, or they're being brought. And they really are not walking in off the street, walking inside your house or the school. So the biggest factor is that transient population, and they're being transported in. And how they usually get transported is through suitcases, you know, luggage, backpacks. You know, those are the most common ways they get transported around. Purses, too.
Right. All right, so almost any kind of luggage or bag or clothing can be. But do you have any idea where they originated, how they got started? This kind of reminds me of the story of mites, those creepy, crawly things that you have also in your pillows and on sheets and stuff, really gross-looking little things, look like clams. What do bed bugs look like?
Well, some of the telltale signs will be there's going to be a reddish-brown spotting that's going to be on the sheets or the cover, the pillowcases. Mm-hmm. Other things that you're going to look for, the eggs as well as freshly hatched nymphs. They're very small, though. They're going to be very pale, white in color. Usually what people are going to see is the adult full-grown bed bug, which is about the same size, shape, and appearance, color, too, of an apple seed.
Really?
Another thing that people will pick up is calf skins. As that insect grows, it kicks off that outer shell. and that shell is left there, and so we'll see those cast skins and usually the adult bed bugs.
Ugh. All right, let's talk about what parents and students, as they head back to school, to college, as I say, maybe these a lot of kids go to boarding school, what do we need to know in college dorm rooms, especially these dorms, in taking care of it? They're liable to be there because this is a place for them to almost thrive. So are there places in the country that are worse than others for people heading off? Is it a warm weather thing more than a cold weather thing? Where do you find the most problem, the worst cities for bed bugs?
Well, this is, for us, has been Detroit. That's where we've gotten the most customer inquiries, is out of Detroit. Wherever, regardless of wherever you go, you want to be aware of and be looking for those bed bugs.
All right, what's the solution if you find them? What do you recommend people doing?
Sure. It's a multi-step, and it's a very comprehensive program. What I do not recommend is getting aerosol foggers that will just push those bed bugs deeper into cracks or crevices. So you need to get a reputable company out there, such as Terminex, and what we'll do is a multi-step program we'll put together. One of the things that we incorporate is a non-toxic, eco-friendly system called Rapid Freeze, and there's other control measures we'll look to implement, as well as multiple trips. So contact a reputable company such as us in order to come out there and give you a complimentary inspection.
All right, Tom, great information. Thank you. Tom Jeffords, Associate Certified Entomologist and Bed Bug Expert here.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662, or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from Geico.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our Geico bill with the Geico app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the Geico app. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen, continuing in depth the question at the moment, the 2020 News Quiz question foremost on our mind. Then Uri Geller is going to join us to talk about the Olympics and how you spend the first moments of your day. But first, let's bring on one of our Joliet listeners. WJOL is the radio station. John is listening there in Chicagoland. Hi, John.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
This should be an easy one for you. The question at the moment, the 2020 News Quiz question, if you didn't hear it when I asked it 15 minutes ago, has to do with a Midwestern city where the police superintendent has recommended firing 7. I said it ought to be 7D. What do you say, John?
Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois. A police superintendent whose name is Eddie Johnson recommended that 7 officers be fired over the Laquan McDonald shooting. What do you think of that whole incident as it's being discussed these days?
Well, all I can say is that, you know, God, it's a blessing, you know, that something finally being done after 2 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. But in general, the respect level for the Chicago police, when you think you listen to these discussions on the radio there every day, you know what's going on. What's the sense? What do you feel? What do your friends and family feel about this continuing sort of the blue code of silence. That's what I sense has gone on in Chicago, as has gone on in so many other cities where these sorts of things have taken place. I mean, look at the video footage that was released after the fact. That's what brought this back around anyway, I think, isn't it?
Yes, and what I feel about it, I feel it's about time something is being done, and thank God for cameras.
Yep, the new cameras are a big help. All right, John, hold on just a second. We're going to make sure we get your address, send you a copy of the book. Life is good when you do the work. I think you will like it. Most everybody that I've heard from, male and female, that has the book is very engaged in getting the goodness out of the book. So let's hope that that's the way you look at it as well. The police superintendent there, his name is Eddie Johnson, speaks to the press.
Chicago's police superintendent recommended 7 police officers be fired over the Laquan McDonald shooting cover-up. In a statement Thursday, Superintendent Eddie Johnson said after reviewing the evidence, it shows the officers violated Rule 14, which prohibits making a false report, written or oral. Nearly 2 years ago, Officer Jason Van Dyke shot Laquan McDonald 16 times. In 2015, a judge ordered the city to release the tape of the shooting, which contradicted multiple police reports that McDonald was wielding a knife and swung at the officers in a, quote, aggressive, exaggerated manner. Officer Jason Van Dyke was suspended without pay and charged with murder. He's awaiting trial. As for the 7 unnamed officers, Johnson has already stripped them of their police status and will take his recommendation to the city's police board, which will determine if the officers will be fired.
Come on, just what's the big deal? What's the technical? This is all about politics. They did the wrong thing, fire them all. And then you look at what goes on in Chicago in general, and you think there ought to be a nuclear explosion, not literally, but figuratively, when it came to personnel all the way up and down from the mayor to the council. How do people put it? It's the same in Baltimore. So many of these cities, large, medium-sized communities that are just so mismanaged, misrun. Everything like this gets mishandled.
I don't understand why it's so difficult to fire someone who has done the wrong thing. If I screwed up that badly, then I would get fired. And most people would get fired from their jobs if they screwed up that badly. Especially in a situation,
it's,
you know,
unions, public employees, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Political. Let's see, the unions, if we fire them, they won't vote for us the next time we need their vote. You know what? That's what an unbelievable...
I understand that policing is very difficult and it's a dangerous job, but all of the more reason to have good people on the force.
Yep.
And to get
You're
rid of the people.
You're beginning to become
a
disciple of my mantra: fewer police, better trained, and better paid. Better trained means better educated everywhere, whether it's a big city like Chicago, or whether it's a medium-sized city like Ferguson, or whether it's a small town like Ashley, Illinois. Let's get better law enforcement, and these things, well, they're going to happen, but they'll be less likely to happen. Speaking of law enforcement, Turkey has decided it's going to release 38,000 prisoners in various jails around the country so they can make room for the coup detainees that the president wants held for trial. For those who are trying to overthrow the government, this is not great news. Prisoner releases in store. Maybe as many as 100,000 for nonviolent offenders, which, by the way, is something that I'm for, whether it's there, here, or anywhere. None of my business what's going on in Turkey, none of your business either. Just becomes an interesting news story, as we hear in this news clip.
July's attempted coup in Turkey is turning out to be good news for thousands of the country's convicts. The government is extending an existing probation program that will grant 38,000 prisoners an immediate release if they have less than 2 years left on their sentence. President Erdogan's administration didn't offer an explanation for the program, but it should help the government find a place to put the estimated 35,000 people detained after the coup attempt. In addition to the immediate release, the Turkish justice minister said the new regulations will speed up the release of 93,000 more inmates, but people convicted of terrorism, violent crimes, or sexual offenses won't be getting out early. For some context, Turkey had just over 213,000 people in its prisons just before the release was announced, so the new news means that most of Turkey's prison population will get out earlier. More than a month after the failed coup began, public officials suspected of being sympathetic to it are still being dismissed by the thousands. On Wednesday, more than 2,000 police officers and dozens of military personnel were let go. Critics have accused Erdogan of using Turkey's post-coup state of emergency to round up dissenters and media members that oppose the government.
Ah, yes. That's, I'm surprised they haven't had firing squads to get rid of some of the people involved in that coup over there. That's the kind of country and leadership it is. But they're becoming more into the, if you will, mainstream. Turkey is the linchpin between the Middle East and Europe. So it's sort of half Middle Eastern and half European. And they can't seem to find their identity. This guy, although anything I read about this guy, this president, leaves me cold. I wouldn't go to Turkey now. And I'd love to visit Istanbul again, but I just wouldn't go. And I think there are more of these things going on around the world. You wonder, those who like to tour the world, where the heck do you go? You don't want to go to Brazil or South America. You don't want to go to the Middle East. And in Europe, it's kind of a hodgepodge. So where do you go? I'm going to talk to Uri Geller in a moment about going to Israel. That's up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Hey, Kohl's friends and family.
Yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, striped tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's friends and family sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-861-1202 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-861-1202. That's 800-861-1202. Again, 800-861-1202.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
45 after the hour now, time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who lives in Israel now, had lived in England, was well known in the United States in the 70s. His first identity was as the spoon bender, but now most people find him to be such an amazing motivator. He's a paranormalist, and one of the things that we share in common is our love of animals, dogs, and other things of the nature. I think maybe sensitive people in general, Uri, don't you think sensitive people are more, and I don't mean this to, it's not a slight, it's just sometimes you're a little more conscious and the animals mean a little bit more to you. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, that's an interesting observation. I think that you are born an animal lover. I remember that I was only about 2 years old when my father brought a small puppy in a shoebox. He woke me in the middle of the night and he showed me the dog, and from that moment I just love dogs, and I love any animal. That's why I became a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting, I'm at a dentist now, waiting for a hygiene, you know, once a year checkup, and I advise everyone listening to us to make sure you do take care of your teeth, because the teeth are connected to almost everything in your body, including your heart.
Yeah.
And the latest reports, you know, medical and dentistry reports, come from medical professors in the field of hygiene, that if you have an inflammation of the gum, it could travel down to your heart. I think you knew that, right?
Yeah, right. Gum's very important, not only to your heart, but all your body is connected. There are pressure points from your feet, believe it or not, in your gums. It's just everything there. If you don't have healthy gums, you're not going to be a healthy person, and vice versa. If you have healthy gums, you'll be a healthy person.
Yeah, this is why I do believe in acupuncture and in massages, because your whole body is almost a feng shui machine. Everything is connected.
Yeah.
And but anyhow, in the little lobby where I'm waiting, there is a guide dog. A blind man is inside, and the dog is just so friendly. And see, dogs are so intuitive, like you said. If you have intuition and a high level of intuition, I think you can telepathically interact with dogs and animals and cats and birds and so on. Intuitive people are more telepathic, are more sensitive. In any case, that's an idea I had throughout my life. I can communicate with animals, and therefore you have all the horse whispers. There are many movies and documentaries about people who can actually talk to animals. And you know, in a way, it's a big business, especially in California, where people pay a fortune for, I don't know if they're psychics or intuitives, but they invite people to talk to their animals.
Well, it's not just in California. I know a woman who's an, I have, when my dog Charlotte died, you never met Charlotte. One of the things that I missed about you not meeting Charlotte, but when she died that day, I talked to an animal communicator in California who let me know how she was doing. And Meredith and I have talked with a lady in Pennsylvania for a number of years. She's an animal communicator and gets right in. Meredith and I went to a week-long forum, if you will, on animal communication last year in Palm Springs. It really is part of whether you like it or you don't like it, or understand it or don't understand it. You know it, Uri, it's there.
Yeah, absolutely, and it has been proven that dogs are telepathic. Dr. Sheldrick in London made an experiment where he contacted animal dog owners, and he asked them to film them like a mile away from their house. So they installed cameras in the entrance hall, and when the owner of the dogs was a mile away, the dogs would get up and come to the door. So no doubt dogs and humans are telepathic.
Yeah, well, and the connection, I think sometimes dogs are smarter than human beings, and they're better at a lot of things, understanding what's going on. I know the dogs that I've been around, when I've been in relations where there's a twist or a push and pull, you watch the dogs and their reaction. They really are right on top of it. They get it. They know.
Yes.
They feel it. They sense it. Just another way of you proving to all of us how you understand how the world really works. If you want to check out Uri's world, his website is urigeller.com. URIGELLER.com. Always enlightening and great to visit with Uri. It's 10 minutes for the hour here today.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The tail. It's tailgating season, football season kicking off. Did you know that there was such a thing as National Pinot Noir Day? Being the wine expert that I am, well, maybe I should go to somebody who's got a French name so we can do a little bit better with this. Dan Michel, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Am I pronouncing it's Pinot Noir Day? Is that how you pronounce it? It's a wine.
Even easier. It's just Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, you are associate fashion editor at Men's Health Magazine. So you are into all kinds of things, fitness things, lifestyle, that sort of thing. You work a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. So Men's Health talks about different ways to, you know, stay fit, but through nutrition and through exercise. And we talk about, you know, sort of what happens after the gym. So the style elements, and that's everything from the clothes that you wear to the car that you drive to the wine that you drink. And so the beginning of tailgate season is coming up, and that typically means a lot of burgers and hot dogs and things like that. But it also means a lot of beer. And beer can be very filling. It can also be very fattening. So red wine, especially something like a Pinot Noir, which tends to be, you know, a big crowd pleaser, is an alternative to, you know, a lot of the beers that can fill you up and leave you feeling bloated, and also pack on the pounds if you drink too much of it. So red wines have a substance called tannins, and those come from the skin of the grape, and they contain antioxidants that can actually help fight off free radicals, which are cancer-causing molecules.
So not only is it
less fattening, but it's also a way to keep your heart healthy.
I love talking about these sorts of things because I'm very into health, and the whole business of resveratrol. There I am with my teeth here. Resveratrol is something that comes also out of wine, which is a very good antioxidant. This is, if you're going to drink some beer's not good for you. This kind of wine obviously is.
It's definitely a way. It's a good alternative. You know, not everybody can drink beer, whether it's for the calories or for, you know, for gluten or whatever reason. And red wine is a really delicious and refreshing way to offer an alternative for some, especially if you're going to be hosting something. It's a nice alternative to set out for people who, you know, don't drink beer. And, you know, even if people are not wine drinkers, you can even make wine cocktails. And we have a lot of those recipes available at menshealth.com. You could make a sangria. You could make any kind of sparkling drink if you just add a little bit of club soda. And, yeah, it's just a nice, refreshing alternative. And it really does work year-round because it's a medium-bodied wine. It tends to be a crowd pleaser, and it's not something that would be overpowering like some of the darker wines during the summer.
So this is something, because it's in Men's Health magazine, the focus is on, hello, men's health. And this is something that I think has been heretofore thought of as something that women might appreciate more than men. Do we have a different, is there more cognitive information around, or is it just that men are spreading their horizons, or men are getting smarter?
I think guys are definitely, you know, wising up to the benefits of red wine. It's something, you know, that, you know, when drank in moderation, you know, some doctors even recommend that you do have, you know, a glass of wine at the end of the night. You know, it's something that, that tastes good. It's low on, you know, on calories compared to something like a beer. And, you know, it's a nice alternative. It's also, you know, it shows a bit of sophistication, shows that you appreciate fine wines and the fine things in life. So it kind of says something when you opt for a glass of wine over, say, you know, a light beer. So it's a good move for your health and for your style and for your taste buds, too.
All right, spend a half a minute talking about some other tips for hosting a good tailgating party.
Yeah, so a lot of people, it's a commonly make a mistake, and they serve red wine room temperature. So you're actually going to want to serve it between 60 and 65 degrees, and that's what's known as cellar temperature. So if you just pop it in the fridge for 20 minutes before you serve, and then when you open it, pour it into a decanter, and that's going to allow the wine to absorb oxygen and release all those really great aromas that fine wines, and especially Pinot Noirs like Mark West, are known for. So you're going to want to serve it in a stemmed glass with a big bowl, and that's going to let some of that wine aerate, and again, you know, let out the aromas, and that big bowl is going to capture those aromas. So when you swirl it before you take your first sip, you get a nice big nose full of beautiful fruity aromas before you take your first sip.
All right, cool. This is something, again, the time of year, I think the most important tip there is keeping it chilled just enough so it's a bit below room temperatures. A lot of the weekend stuff, you go out, I know in my neck of the woods in New England, pretty hot, so this stuff is going to get warm unless you keep it chilled. It's better for you, and it tastes better, obviously, all the way around. Dan, thank you for being here. Dan Michel, associate fashion editor at Men's Health magazine, with some good ideas. Wine information, I think, is very handy for any of those get-togethers. Again, thanks to Dan Michel.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.